it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. Ready to finish that song that's been living inside you? Check out my 30-Day Power Song Lab. It's a private intensive coaching experience designed to help you write your best song. Apply at davegoodrich.com or see the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we're talking about collaboration. If you take a deep look, you'll realize something important. Almost none of the truly great things happen entirely alone. Even the solo artist story usually has other fingerprints all over it. A producer, a co-writer, a trusted musician, an engineer, a manager, a spouse, a friend who says one sentence at the right moment that changes the direction of an entire song, or sometimes a life. Music has always been collaborative, not only in writing it, but in performing it. And those are actually two very different skill sets. Songwriting collaboration asks, how do we think together? Performance collaboration asks, how do we feel together in real time? That second one fascinates me because when you watch a truly great band or duo perform, something almost invisible is happening. There's communication occurring underneath the music. Timing, body language, trust, space, listening. A lot of people think collaboration is mostly about talking. The best musicians know it's mostly about listening. And that applies far beyond music. Researchers studying successful collaboration in business psychology and long-term partnerships consistently find similar traits among highly successful collaborators: trust, psychological safety, adaptability, shared purpose, clear communication, and emotional intelligence. In other words, people create far better together when they feel safe enough to contribute honestly. That's true in marriages, creative teams, corporate partnerships, bands. Probably why marriages and bands occasionally end with somebody dramatically leaving and taking half the stuff. Some similarities there. But when collaboration works, it can produce something none of the individuals would have reached alone. And music history is full of examples. Lennon and McCartney, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, Elton John and Bernie Taupin, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, Simon and Garfunkel, Outkast, Daft Punk, Post Malone and Jelly Roll, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. The list goes on and on. What's interesting is that many of those collaborators had wildly different personalities and perspectives. In fact, sometimes the tension between perspectives created the magic. One person grounded, the other person abstract. One melodic, the other one rhythmic. One emotionally direct, the other intellectually structured. That contrast creates movement. If everybody brings the exact same worldview into the room, collaboration can become creatively flat. Some of the most interesting music ever made came from people who challenged each other, respectfully. And that's important because there's a big difference between creative tension and destructive tension. One sharpens the work, the other drains the room. I've experienced this personally throughout my life. From a pretty early age in my musical development, collaboration became part of how I understood music itself. Bands, writing partnerships, creative communities, production work, and beyond any doubt, some of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had, not just musically, but as a human being, came through partnership. There's something powerful about watching an idea become larger because another person touched it. You bring in a chord progression. Someone else hears a melody you never would have imagined. Another musician shifts the groove slightly, and suddenly the entire emotional direction changes. That's one of the beautiful things about collaboration. It reveals possibilities outside your own patterns. Good collaborators expand each other. And one of the greatest misconceptions about collaboration is that it somehow weakens authenticity. Actually, the opposite is often true. The right collaborator can pull something more honest out of you than you would have found alone, because they help you hear yourself differently. That's why trust matters so much. Studies on high-performing teams, including research from Google's Project Aristotle, found that psychological safety was the single strongest predictor of successful collaboration. People contribute better ideas when they don't feel attacked for having them. That applies directly to songwriting rooms. If people are afraid to sound stupid, they stop taking creative risks. And creativity requires risk. Sometimes the song that changes everything starts as an awkward little idea nobody was initially sure about. So how do you become a better collaborator? First, learn to listen without preparing your response while the other person is still talking. That sounds simple. It's not. A lot of people enter collaboration trying to protect their own importance. The best collaborators are trying to serve the work itself. That changes everything. Second, bring ideas, but don't marry every idea emotionally. A song is not improved because you're defending your original demo to death, like it's your last piece of chocolate. Sometimes your best contribution is flexibility. Third, communicate clearly early on, especially regarding expectations, which brings us to something musicians often avoid talking about until it becomes a problem: business, copyright, splits, ownership, credits. The good news is this: clear agreements actually make collaborations more freeing, not less. When everybody understands the structure, people relax. There's less suspicion, less anxiety, less confusion later. Organizations like ASCAP and BMI strongly recommend discussing splits before release whenever possible, especially in co-writing situations. Who wrote what? How are percentages divided? Who controls licensing approvals? These conversations may feel uncomfortable early on. They become far more uncomfortable after success arrives. And here's another important thing. While some collaborations do survive an entire lifetime of work, not every collaborator should become a long-term collaborator. Some people are great for a season, some people for only one song. Part of maturity in collaboration is recognizing compatibility honestly. You can respect somebody tremendously and still not create well together. That's okay. Now let's talk briefly about AI collaborations, because this conversation is arriving whether musicians like it or not. AI is already being used in music for lyric generation, arrangement ideas, mastering assistance, production support, stem separation, marketing assets, and more. And honestly, there are a lot of areas where it can genuinely help workflow and accessibility. But there's an important distinction. AI can assist process. Human beings create meaning, at least for now. The deeper parts of collaboration, the emotional risk, the lived experience, the trust, the humor, the tension, the empathy, the unpredictability, that's still profoundly human territory. A machine can suggest a chord progression. It cannot yet experience heartbreak in a way that changes how it plays a piano. And people can feel that difference. So I think the one question moving forward won't simply be, can AI create? It will be, what kinds of human collaboration become even more valuable because AI exists? My suspicion? Authentic human chemistry is going to matter more, not less. People are hungry for realness, and collaboration is one of the places where realness becomes visible. You can hear it. You can feel when people genuinely enjoy creating together. That energy transfers to audiences, which brings me to one final thought. If you're looking for collaborators, don't just look for talent. Look for enthusiasm, integrity, curiosity, consistency, emotional steadiness, shared values. Look for people who make you want to create more after you leave the room, not less. And sometimes the right collaborator isn't the most technically impressive person. Sometimes it's the person who helps you become more alive creatively. That's rare. Protect those relationships when you find them. Because in music, as in life, some of the richest experiences happen in the spaces between people, the spaces where they complete something together that neither could have fully created alone. This podcast itself is a collaboration. We'd love to hear about your greatest collaboration. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.